their question is, we have to put up good numbers. Good products, good services, good speeches, good people. If you don't put up good numbers, are not a compelling story. We got all of the other. We need good numbers. I believe in 97 we can deliver them, but Q1 is clearly going to be the biggest challenge. Now, I'm sorry it's such a long answer to the question. I obviously worked in several other things in mind, but now I can take your question.
Thank you very much, Bob. Good morning. My question is Digital's financial performance in Q4 had any negative impact on the relationships we have with strategic partners such as Microsoft and Oracle?
Oh, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, no. One of the things that we did is immediately, as soon as we made it a worldwide announcement, because again, you can't pre-announce anything, I sent personal letters to all of our major partners. I got on the phone with a couple. And this is one thing going for us in that respect. The people that lead companies like Microsoft and Oracle have been there. I mean, they know the business. And they know you got ups and downs in anything, and they know in any recovery there's going to be ups and downs. Mainly, they want to know, are we still committed to them in the partnership? And they're very convinced that we are. And frankly, it's quite clear that our success is totally dependent on their success on our platforms. And so that's still going. I've got tremendous relationship with the leaders of those companies and many others. You know, they come to our, you know, a good example. In the DECUS celebrations that we're going to have later on this year, the guest speakers for our DECUS in Europe and in the United States, in Europe's Charles Wong of Computer Associates, United States, Bill Gates of Microsoft. So, you know, we ask them, hey, could you come say something? Yeah, absolutely, glad to support you. So we're getting their full cooperation. And it's up to us to continue to earn their support by making sure that the partnership is profitable for them as it is for us. Other questions? Anything? There's one in the back.
Hi, Bob. My name is Kevin McConnell. Hopefully, I'm going to challenge you here. I always believe that the end goal is the vision that you should have and then work towards that vision. With that in mind, picture yourself as a customer 5 years from now. Could you describe how that customer would describe Digital?
Well, I would say that they would describe Digital in this fashion. We are a company that you can trust, a company whose technology is among the leaders, a company you can trust to deliver on its promises in terms of service, support, a company that's easy to do business with. And you know that today we've got a lot to do to accomplish that. We should be a leader in the areas that we've chosen to focus on, not in everything. But the major issue about any enterprise, you know, I used to be a customer of Digital, as I've said many times, before I joined this company. And the major thing that made it easy for me to sign a purchase order was my confidence in the company and the organization behind that purchase order. I can tell you quite clearly, as I've said before, as executive vice president of the previous company, I frequently did not understand with any real detail what I was signing. You know, I'm buying some VAX cluster to do something. I understand at a very superficial level what I'm getting. The reason you can sign a purchase order for multi-million dollars is because you believe that it's going to be delivered on time, it's going to work, it's going to support the application that you need, and you're going to get the training, the support, and the after-the-fact service that makes it a valuable piece of capital investment for your company. And that's what they have to believe. But said differently, too, there's a vision that you want people to have about an interaction with Digital. One of the things that I loaded up in the slide tray here that I'd like to share with you is the Asia Pacific vision statement. This is one that Asia Pacific worked on, and for me, it is a great congruence. It feels good. And let me just read it so that everybody can hear it. We do whatever it takes to ensure that every customer engagement is a quality, rewarding, and memorable experience for that customer. It doesn't mean we give our products away. It doesn't mean we do anything unethical. It doesn't mean we deprecate or denigrate our competitors. It means that when the customer deals with Digital, it feels good. They feel like we're trying to help them solve their problem. And it means that if things don't go precisely smoothly, our employees, whoever and wherever, will pitch in to help them. And I can tell you that even though we haven't achieved this vision, and we may never achieve it 100% worldwide, it's the right thing to aspire to. And I can tell you that today, I get letters, I get phone calls from our customers about individual employees that have just gone above and beyond to help the customer. And we need more heroes like that. But there are many of you out there. There's some in this room, and there are many of you out there. And I, on behalf of the corporation, applaud you for that attitude and your effort. It's the attitude of, let me see how I can help you, and then we'll worry about, did I get the credit? And that attitude is what we have to engender. We got it in some places. This is the vision that's more important to me. It's not about millions of instructions per second, fastest chips or systems, best server architectures, best memory architectures. It's about delivering the best experience around an enterprise solution, the most value. That's what it's about. I hope that answered your question. Other questions? I've got time for one more back here, I'm told. Boy, that goes quick when you're having a good time. I enjoy talking to you. I hope it shows. I enjoy talking about our company. Thank you. One more question that I'm told we've got time for.
Yes. I was wondering if there's any plans to integrate the PC Salesforce into the Enterprise Salesforce.
The question had to do with the PC Salesforce and the Enterprise Salesforce. I do not know the answer to that question as you asked it. This is clearly the responsibility of Harry and Bruce to decide how best to go forward. We made some strides, though, already in ensuring that you get credit for finding these opportunities, for selling those Intel servers, for finding opportunities for Intel clients if there's significant opportunities, and that there's a reward mechanism here, and we're making progress in breaking down the barriers that we had created between these units. Now, my belief is there'll be other changes in 97. I'm not announcing them here because I don't have anything specifically in mind, but there'll be other changes to promote even greater integration of the sales efforts around these architectures because we have to do it. And I've seen really good progress with Bruce and Harry working together. You know, one of the things I alluded to earlier was the teamwork that I've seen within the SBU, of ABU and SBU executives working together. But I've also seen that at the executive committee level. I've seen more teamwork recently than I'd seen in the previous 2 years. A lot of things go into that. Maybe adversity, maybe crisis is part of it. But whatever it is, I'm seeing that, and I really like seeing that. One way to help promote that is to reward my executives for that behavior financially. And also for those executives that never quite get there to see that they find employment in other companies. So what we're trying to do is make sure that's the model, and it's improving the teamwork throughout the company. It's got to start at the top, clearly. And we're seeing teamwork that I haven't seen before, and I'm really encouraged by that. Again, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for all of your hard work, both in this room and worldwide. You have accomplished an extraordinary amount of work, particularly in the last 2 years. We've come from being on the brink of not really surviving as a leading company to almost there. We're not there, but we're almost there. We can see it, and with your hard work, we can attain it. Thank you. Thank you very much.